At 6:10 on Community Quick Hits, Corby will apprise us of the approaching storm out there. Also, don't forget Thursday night, we're going to have the Buick Six playing at the Vagabond. We'll get started there up there about 9 o'clock. Right now, though, we had ticket stock out there at the Irving Convention Center last week, and that was some big fun. We had the ticket time wasters out there on Friday, the way we always do, and I thought this was a pretty solid time wasters outing myself.
Yeah, I did too. 20 or so songs. You had Mike Ducey hosting, and Mike did a great job.
Yes, he sure did.
It was a blast. It was an absolute blast out there, and tons and tons of people showed up.
Did a good job on Sinatra, too.
Yeah, he did. It, you know, culminated on Saturday with the old 97s playing, which was just, I still can't believe they did that. It was so incredibly cool of them. It was fun. It was a great, great weekend out there. So, we haven't talked much about our songs, and we did do the song that, the takeoff of the song that was played ad nauseum here for the last month and a half or whenever it was released by the powers that be up here.
There's not a day that goes by, and normally it's when I get out of bed, that damn Cruise song is I'm singing it waking up.
The Cruise song or this one?
Just whatever, that melody.
I know.
Every
in some way.
Day.
So,
still.
Of course.
That's why it's a hit record.
We did the parody of that song, and... Oh, you know what? Why don't you hand me your cord over there, homie? We did the parody of that song.
There's purple right there.
Oh, do you want purple or not purple?
Not purple.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, we played it one time. It was played one time on the air, and then they ran it as a promo for, like, 1 hour, and then they pulled it. So I think that probably 90% of the people didn't even know that this thing existed. So this is
going to be on the live album.
Yeah, it is. I had more fun singing this song than any song I think I've ever sung in my life, and I'm not kidding. I was laughing as I was singing it.
Oh, I was too, and you can clearly hear it at the end.
This is me and Danny with Puke.
Maybe your disease, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke. I'm driving my car to the land of the quakes with a fat girl's ass swinging right in my face.
We're on 114, her bikini bottom's off, but my girl's been diagnosed with a case of crotch rot.
Baby, your disease, you make me want to roll my windows down and puke. Ticket stock is near and I can smell your rear, it's making awful sounds. Ooh, I'm in my jacked up Chevy with a lift kit. The country's synonym for a big kick. Baby, you're a cow. I think you should wander in the pasture over there and move.
It's the second time in ticket history we worked in something with a cow and moo.
Well, she was sipping on makers and singing time wasters. Her gonorrhea smell had a sweet southern flavor.
Then she started talking about chlamydia and gout. I opened up the door and said, get the f*** out.
Baby, your disease, you make me want to roll my windows down. Okay. Ticket stock is here and I can smell your rear. It's making awful sounds. Ooh, I'm in my backed up Chevy with a lift kit. The country synonym for a big dick. Baby, you're a cow. I think you should wander in the pasture over there and move. Well, she jumped right back in the bed of my truck while I'm scraping off the funk that's attached to my nun.
Then she took her shirt off and bra made of silk, and she started squirting me with infected breast milk.
Baby, you're disease. You make me want to roll my windows down and puke. Ticket stock is near, and I can smell your rear. It's making awful sounds. Ooh, look at my jacked up Chevy with a lift kit. A country synonym for a big hit. Now, baby, you're a cow. I think you should wander in the pasture over there and move.
Okay. That's fun times right there.
Yes.
I was laughing.
It's uncomfortable times.
What made you uncomfortable?
What?
You didn't like that. That made you uncomfortable. It was too gross for you.
Yeah, it was.
It's disgusting.
It is supposed to be disgusting.
Puke.
That's over the top disgusting.
He doesn't like anything to do with a woman in that regard at all. You're so uptight, man. What happened to you?
I've always been that way.
What happened to that edge, man?
I don't know.
Back when you were on the zoo?
God, man, you've lost it.
Hey, man.
Wow. Can't even mention gonorrhea around him without him turning red.
Come on, now.
Sure you can.
All right.
I can talk VD with the best of them.
We'll need that. So, your song with Donovan, I thought, was awesome. Just because it sounded so good, and your part is impossible. Like that?
He's got to sing that line over and over and over through the whole tune.
And it's really difficult.
She give me money when I'm in need. Oh, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town that digs on me.
Oh,
she give me money.
Well, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
When I'm in need.
She ain't messing with no broke.
She
broke.
Give me money.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
When I'm in need.
She ain't messing with no broke.
I gotta leave.
Get down, girl. Go ahead and get down.
I gotta leave.
Get down, girl.
How difficult was that? Trying to do that while someone's rapping and keeping time, and
it was pretty hard.
And you were sick still.
Yeah, that's what really threw the monkey wrench into the works.
God, it sounded great.
I gotta lean
down, girl. Go ahead and get down.
I gotta lean
down, girl. Go ahead.
She give me money.
She be the bomb. Met her at a beauty salon with the baby Louis Vuitton. Another hug.
She give me money.
She said, I can tell you rock. I can tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock. I can tell by your charm.
I gotta lean.
But I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her?
I gotta lean.
I can tell me she will have her ass like Serena.
I gotta lean.
Trina, Jennifer Lopez. Four kids.
I
gotta take all that bad ass she shows
me. Okay.
Your kids, but then they got their friends. I pull up in the bands, they all
she
got a band with the dead. But then I
when
had to pay.
I'm
if
need.
You gonna flip this girl, then you better be paid. You know why?
Need.
It takes too much to touch.
Oh,
from what I heard, she got a baby by Busta.
Her
best friend says she used to flip off Usher.
I
don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her.
Money.
I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
She
broke.
Oh.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
So hard to pull off.
Donnie's good, man.
Yeah,
man,
he's really
good.
He's really, really good.
Ultimate entertainer there. He was so great on that.
You know who was also great on that? Kanye. Remember when Kanye was good?
Mm-hmm.
That's crap.
Well, it's a good segue into this because I wrote the this original song for Kanye. Because of just past actions. But at the same time, as I explained to the crowd, maybe there's an excuse. Maybe there is a reason that he is who he is and he's been acting the way he has.
You got up from your chair and started walking to the stage like people care. You are a bitch. After the show, you said, Beck, you blow. You better give that Grammy back. You are a bitch. A teenage baby bitch. And can't you see what you've become? A pawn of the Kardashians. And check your ego and show some class. It's now bigger than your wife's fat ass. Can we blame it on Kim's porno flick when Ray J was her pogo stick? And can we blame it on your father-in-law? He's wearing panties and a push-up bra. You are a bitch. Kanye is a bitch. Can take the fall, perhaps your sister-in-law. She looks like Sasquatch in a dress. You are a bitch. That name Yeezus is dumb, a stupid Jesus pun. So can we nail you to the cross for fun? You are a bitch. You named your daughter a direction. Did you have a big erection when you said, yeah, Kim, that's good? You are a bitch. Can't you see what you become? A pawn of the Kardashians.
And then we go back to the chorus.
Check your ears.
But it was fun. It was fun. I had fun playing those songs, just kind of laughing as I was playing along.
I went over the set list with Kat, and we both agreed that those songs were so good when you add on, gosh, Dan's Mr. Blue Sky and all those other great jams. Think about just repeating the same damn set list at Summer Bash. It was so varied and well put together.
The band nailed it, too, because a lot of those songs weren't
hard.
Especially Mr. Blue Sky.
That and Born to Run. My God, the moving parts that are in both of those are ridiculous.
But Mr. Blue Sky.
Do we have Mr. Blue Sky in there? I'd love to hear some of that.
I'm sure it is.
We got it.
Hang on.
It's just, I never realized how complex of a song that was or is. It's unbelievable.
There's a lot going on there.
Man, it's crazy. Oh, by the way, this is from Kid, our buddy from Kid and Play, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Says, texted me and says, the old gray wolf was howling. Great stuff.
Love you, Kid.
I want Kid's number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Bluesky. What is it?
Is it labeled something weird?
Probably.
Maybe it's Who's Line 4 Guy.
And Killer sent me all of these unedited. Here we go.
On the ticket.
My computer. There we go. My favorite is Corby on the high part.
Every day at 3 o'clock, why today does not suck. It's the airwaves, and we think that it's not gay if the P1 wants a shout for their birthday. Hey, you sent in your wife's photo. Want to hear Dan Alarm or Corby bragging about all the girls he's tagging? There is just that one thing you want to know. Oh,
who's my poor guy? Not like we wanted this info for so long.
So
we wrote this song. Who's Line 4 Guy? Please do not lie. We've wanted this info for so long.
So
we wrote this song.
It's the best. Ah, yes. Great Eric Neal.
Yes.
Dan even knew that this was a Grammy song, that they played this at the Grammys until, like, he decided to use this.
Hey, Mike, when you get the chance,
all right,
listen to what's
pretty good, man.
What a great band.
Pretty good.
Those guys are ridiculously good.
All right, you saw Birdman last night.
I did see Birdman. Last night.
I want to hear your thoughts on what is considered to be the greatest movie of this year.
Listen to the...